Hi there, Christopher. Christopher, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm one of the area managers here. You were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to get on the line here. Can I get you the details of the services that we can provide for you, answer any questions that you might have? And she also does want me to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going good. How's yours?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. Now, we are a digital marketing firm. The name of the company is Local Splash. So, of course, we're not Google, but we are a Google Premier partner. So when it comes to helping businesses see a high return investing or marketing with Google, we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. You'd be in very good hands with us. You've got this website already. I'm looking at it right now. So our job would be to make it easier for people to find this website and give them the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. So we do offer a suite of services. A big part of what we would do would be to get you on that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, so that people who are going on Google, going on Bing, on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet, they can find you, find your website, and pick up the phone to call you directly. Now, you are in your first year. You do qualify for reduced pricing. You're keeping it pretty local. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have like a helper or a crew?
As of right now, it's just me.
Just you. So you're not looking to take on a ton more work, but you can definitely handle at least a little bit more work here and there, right?
Oh, I can take on a lot more.
Really? Okay. Tara attached the Angie profile, Home Advisor, Power.
Home Advisor, Power.
Is that a service that you are using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I did try it, but okay. I will not be trying it anymore.
So you're not going to continue to use that service. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that does make sense. Were you getting a lot of leads that weren't converting? Right. You're not the first person to say something like that. I mean, obviously, with a service like that, when you're paying for a lead and the same lead that you get goes out to six or eight of your competitors, sometimes you're not even talking to people, and you're still getting charged for that lead. Now, I know that the business is new. When you signed up with Angie, was it to get any specific type of work in general or just more work?
Say it again.
Oh, when you signed up with Angie, was it just to get more work in general? Or are you looking for a specific type of work?
No, just work in general is probably a good start.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are, like I said, a Google Premier partner. One of the services that we can offer to you, you do have this available for plumber in 91764, is the local service ads, Google Guarantee. Have you ever seen or are you familiar with the businesses that have a little green check mark at the top of the page?
Yes, I'm doing that as we speak.
Tara put that in the notes. So you already have the LSA background check, right? Or you're in the process of doing that?
It's already confirmed.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with that. And then did you already pay the $250 application fee for Google Guarantee?
I did.
You did. Okay. I gotcha. So when it comes to something like that, we can manage your Google Guarantee ads once you're completely vetted and once you're able to start taking on those leads. It looks like you'd be looking at on the high end of $35 a lead. Of course, with that, Google wants you to have a minimum kind of bank account or budget of 13 leads. We have a management fee, but of course, let me just put those numbers in just so you can have an idea. And we'd have to actually wait until you're completely vetted for us to get that going. It looks like you're going to be looking at about $46.67 as your maximum cost per lead, which is about a $609 monthly ad budget for that. Now, obviously, that's at least or 13 leads. You can always add to it. You may not go through 13 leads. You might only, you know, have 5 or 10 of them be qualified leads, or you get the jobs and you don't have the time to take on more leads and you pause your leads. You're only required to keep that minimum of 609. So the following month, you would just replenish what was used. And of course, you're only getting charged for active valid leads, which is one thing that you might like about that a lot more than with Angie. Of course, with that, you pay for every lead, whether you talk to somebody or not, and you're chasing down that customer who's also being chased down by your competitors. Of course, with Google Guarantee, it's one contractor per potential client, and it's not like a lead that you have to follow up with. It's someone calling you directly. So like I said, if you had not already started that process, if you had not already paid the $250, then we could kind of walk you through that from start to finish. But since you're already in the process of doing that, it is a service that we can offer for you. We can manage your Google Guarantee leads for you. So you've already got that going, which is fantastic. It's a great product. It's one of Google's newer products. It's just a few years old, and it does seem to be a very high return on investment. I mean, it's a lot higher conversion rate, and most of the time, the leads are more affordable than what you would be typically spending with Angie, so I certainly understand why you wouldn't want to continue to do Angie. Now, we do offer other services that we could get going for you even right now. Of course, there's the pay-per-click, Google AdWords. That is the two or three businesses that appear at the very top. Sometimes there's one or two at the bottom. We focus on the businesses at the top of the page because that's the ones that get more phone calls. We are Google trained and certified to manage Google Ads on behalf of our clients. The minimum required ad spend, and this is per Google, is $300 per month. Clicks you're paying for, not leads or phone calls. You know, it's about $5 or $10 per click. We usually target a variety of keywords and search phrases, not always the ones that are most expensive, because we do want you to see the highest return on investment. It's actually our job to get you the best bang for your buck. More clicks, a higher ad rank at a lower cost per click. And of course we would want to do the local SEO as well. Make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing, that your business, that your website is linked to all the different destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. It is month to month with the Google Ads and the local. You'd be looking at $449 on a month to month basis. And of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. Now, $300 of that $449 every month goes towards your Google Pay per Ads. Click.
Oh. Is this a contract?
It's month to month. There's no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. It's completely at will. And if you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. You can pause the service if you get more work than you can handle. If you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally, but that would not be the case here. But when it's on pause, we don't charge you. We don't take anything down, but we don't actively update and optimize things. But obviously, the Google Ads would be paused too, because that comes out of the budget. But you'd still have your website have greater placement, greater visibility for keywords related to your services. You'd be in that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, really for any of the keywords and search phrases that someone might type in when they're looking for plumber. Plumber near me, plumbing contractor, water heater install. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk to you in detail about the different services that you want to be found for. We typically would run 6 or 8 different ads, Google Ads, at a time. And the ones that are getting the best traction, of course, we'll keep those going. The ones that aren't getting much results or much clicks at all, we would kind of retool them just to make sure that you're getting the best return on investment, like I said. And, you know, there is that flat rate. You're not paying per click with that. There's the $300 ad budget every single month. Our job is to manage that, make sure that it's lasting the entire month. You will be able to see your impression share, your click-through rates, and of course, if it ever gets to the point like there's 6 days left and like you've gotten clicked out, we might say, hey, looks like another $30 or $50 would see you through to the end of the month. Do you want to do that, or you want to just wait until the new month comes in and your ad budget kicks back in? So you'll always be in the loop with that. You know, of course, you've got the detailed reporting and tracking system. You can see exactly how well the service is working for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, one thing that I'd be happy to do here, just to make it affordable for you. I mean, obviously, you are a young company. This is going to be reduced pricing for the local SEO part of it. I mean, sometimes that campaign by itself is, you know, as much as $399, especially if it's a standalone product. But here, of course, we'd want to bundle in the Google Ads, get you a better return on investment. So I would be cutting that part of it down to just the $149. Of course, that adds to the $300 for the Google Ads. Like I said, it's $449, and I'm going to waive the $99 setup fee that would normally attach to that very first month. Partly because you are a young company, I want to make it affordable for you, but also you've already got a website. We don't have to build one for you. You've got a good head on your shoulders. You know that Google Guarantee is a good way to go, and you may end up having us manage those for you down the road. We want to get your phone ringing, though, and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, that sounds good. My only thing is, you know, I don't know when this thing is supposed to launch as far as
right.
The Google things. It's been like almost a month already since I've done that.
It can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. So it might be any time now. It might be another month or so before everything is set to launch. And then once you are completely approved, it usually happens exactly 3 days after is when your budget starts to be depleted and you start to get those leads. So like I said, you don't have to wait for us to do that. Even if we were going to do that for you, I mean, let's say you had not already paid the $250 for the application fee, and I was talking to you about Google Guarantee and it was something that you're somewhat familiar with but, you know, weren't sure of, and I was saying, hey, let's roll with this. You'd pay the $250 application fee to us today, and then we'd say the same thing. It's going to take a month. It might take 8 weeks. I have seen it happen in as little as 3 weeks. So you're a month in. It might happen quick from here on. And then I would still say, hey, but while we're waiting, why don't we get something else going here for you? So that's kind of the boat that we're in right now, since the LSA or local service ads ship's kind of sailed without us a little bit here. You've already got that process started, and congratulations for doing that, but we can still do a lot of other things for you. Like I said, if ever you did say, hey, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll on Google Guarantee, can you help me manage my leads and things like that, we can have that conversation down the road. But for today then, since you've already got that process started, we'd be looking at getting things set up here for you. You know, obviously being on that first page and that local map and having the Google ads above that and then the local service ads even above that. I mean, if you're on that first page and people can see in a quick glance, wow, this guy's on the first page three times. Maybe I should call Pisces Plumbing. Maybe I should click on his website. And then from there, you've got that great conversion tool that's waiting to happen. Most business owners understand the importance of a website. It does give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call, but it only works when people see it. And some business owners don't make that connection. I mean, they think, well, I've got a website. People will see it. People will find it. People will call me. But if you're not on that first page in the exact moment that people are looking for your services, they might not even know that you provide those services. They would probably end up calling somebody else that they saw there. So, like I said, having the Google Guarantee, that's going to help you out tremendously with those contacts, those leads coming directly to you, those calls coming directly to you from someone who does want to work with you. I think that's going to benefit you tremendously. But like I said, that's not something that we could even get that process started, since you've already started that process here. Down the road, if you want us to manage your Google Guarantee, we could do that for you. But at this point, we're talking about getting the Google pay-per-click ads going for you and that local SEO as well.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good. I think I would much rather wait till I actually have that thing rather than wait and, you know, and...
I mean, you told me early that when I asked, you know, you are actually looking to take on quite a bit more work, right? And if you have to wait a month before the Google Guarantee process is completed and you start having that ad budget and the calls coming into you, you know, every day someone is in your service area looking for your services, right? I mean, you can get jobs now. You know, the Google ads, they tell us to say 7 to 10 business days. It's usually 7 days or less. You've already got a website. Your website would be attached to those Google ads. Now, of course, you won't always be on that first page. Google tries to make the Google ads fair for everyone, and it rotates no matter what your ad budget is. Even like Angie, that has, you know, they do spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google ads. They still rotate in and out of those spots because it needs to be fair for the people who are willing to pay money to be there. But you would be able to see your impression share. We're looking at probably, with the $300 ad budget, we're looking at somewhere between 80 and 85% impression share, meaning that you're almost always going to be there when you're able to be there. Like, you're not going to be limited by budget. And like I said, that's probably going to be enough to get your phone ringing and get you the jobs that you're looking for. I'm trying to keep it affordable for you. We'll see if we can manage that and get it closer to 100. Like I said, it might not be the more expensive clicks that we're budgeting for, or keywords that we're budgeting for, but as long as your phone's ringing, right? That's the important thing. But like I said, if you're looking to take on work, the fastest way to do it is actually something like Google Ads or even Facebook Ads. It's faster than local SEO. It's definitely faster than the whole process from start to finish with the Google guarantee, because there is that vetting period that could be up to 2 months long. So you're already into that process. But honestly, even though you said it's been about a month, it could be another month, you know, and it's really not easy to know until it actually happens. And like I said, I've seen it as little as 3 weeks. I've seen it even more than 8 weeks. So, you know, I wouldn't want you sitting around kind of sitting on your hands waiting for Google Guarantee to happen for you when we can get that website that you already have in front of the eyes that are looking for your services a week from now.
Right. I mean, it's definitely, it sounds really good. I mean, I feel like I've,
Let me do this for you, because, I mean, obviously you want to know that you're working with a reputable company and that we would get you the return on investment. Like I said, it is month to month. There is no contract. But we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. In fact, let me send that link out to you right now. And then, are you doing any commercial work at all?
I am.
You are. Any particular preference of residential versus commercial, vice versa? No real preference at all?
I like a little bit of both. I think they're both necessary.
I agree. And they do have
ideal things to, you know, grow at some point. So, yeah, I definitely.
Absolutely. So I sent you the link. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message. So you would get that to your smartphone. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you will be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, because it's a lot more than just a tracking system. You can manage your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms because, again, we're creating all the content known to the public and unknown, but if it's important to Google, things like Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, we'll create those directories, and most of those will allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate right in your tracking system. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. All the reviews that you'll have online repopulate in that one place. Of course, like I said, we've been around since 2004. We were speaking with Tara earlier. She's been with the company a about 3 months longer than I have, and both of us have been with the company more than 12 years, so combined 24 years of experience here. You'd be in really good hands with us. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it is profitable. Now, you'll see that blue-tinted photo, and beneath it, it does say Google Ads. You can click on that box that says Google Partner. It does take you directly to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that local splash is a Google Partner. Now, the whole point of that partnership program, well, at least the main point of it, is to get businesses a higher return on investment advertising through Google, specifically with Google Ads. This was started almost 9.5 years ago, even before Google Guarantee was a product. So Google does want our clients to be successful. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Of course, it's our job to get you the highest return on investment at the lowest cost per click. And again, you're only paying for valid clicks. We can do negative keywords, site extensions. So again, if someone is looking for like a how-to, if they're looking for employment, your ads are not going to trigger. You're not going to get charged for that. So we are here talking about, if you scroll past the Google Ads, the local bundle and the SEO, we're talking about down here, you'd be looking at the Platinum Premier. That's the one with the Google Ads on there, okay? But I know it says $1,098. I'm going to cut that down to $449. It's actually more than 50% off. Not the $549 even the month after, not the $299 or even a reduced $99 setup fee. You'd be looking at just $449 on a month-to-month basis. It's the lowest price that I can offer. And again, that does have the $300 required of Google Ads every single month. Now, it does also have a bit of a rollover. I mean, we would expect you to get those ads running and for the $300 ad budget to be consumed by the end of the month. It's our job to make sure that you're, getting the maximum number of opportunities here. But if they, for some reason, don't, it rolls over to the next month, right? And like I said, if it ends up a few days short of the month and we call you and say, hey, you want to add $30, yes or no, you'll always be in the loop. We would never charge you without asking you, and we would never charge you any hidden taxes or fees or anything like that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. It would just be a fixed flat rate of exactly $449, and again, it is on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term commitment. In fact, we wouldn't even be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. I mean, if you go to the Essential Premier package, that $898, I mean, that's about what we spend in the first month alone on the local SEO. So when I'm saying that I'm going to add that component for $149, we're looking out, 4 or 5 months just to break even. But our clients do keep the service long term. I've had clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning, meaning 9 or 10 years or more. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it does make sense. So I'm pretty sure that we'd be able to earn your business. In fact, I'm confident that we would. Whether or not you want us to manage your Google Guarantee leads for you, I mean, that's something we can always talk about down the road. But with the return on investment that you would get from being in that local map and then also having the Google pay-per-click, that's going to get your phone ringing even in the next 7 days. I mean, you're not going to have to wait until you're completely vetted for the Google Guarantee.
Mm. What would you need from me?
So the next step would be to schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview. It typically happens the same day, and there's plenty of time to do that today. It takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer, as long as you can carry on a conversation. You could be working, you could be driving. It's basically just off the top of your head questions about your business. You know, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what is unique about your business, if you want to be knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, we get into deep detail about the services you want to be found for and where you want those services to be provided, where you want people to be able to find you. So that call takes about 30 minutes. I would also be required to do what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google Premier partners, it's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service for the local SEO, you know, and that it's month-to-month, etc. I mean, the voice verification is recorded, but you could stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I would even ask you for that form of payment, but if everything did still make sense at the end, we would process that payment of exactly $449. Schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician, and keep in mind, like I said, it is month-to-month, no contract, for a good reason. It is our job to keep your phone ringing, make sure that you see the return on investment. We are investing in your business as well, and I know you had a bad experience with Angie. I'm not trying to rub salt in any wound or anything like that. You already said you're not going to keep that service, but with that, I mean, maybe you paid a annual membership fee and you got leads.
No,
competitors got. I mean, they made their money even when you did not. With us, you know, we are investing in your success. Your success is our success. We have to actually keep you a satisfied client for at least 3-4 months just for us to break even.
So would you need any like access to my Google?
So for your Google business profile, we would request managerial access. Of course, you maintain ownership of that. I've talked to business owners about their very active business, and I say, you've got a listing on Google, but you're marked permanently closed. And they say, oh, well, I made the mistake of signing up with Brand Rep, and then when I canceled, they marked my business as closed. I don't even have access to it. Well, I mean, that we cannot do. We are a Google Premier partner, and we want to stay in good standing with that relationship. So you always maintain ownership of that Google listing. We don't create a duplicate, but we do ask for managerial access so we can create all the additional content, the link building, and all of the blog posts and everything that we can do to move that listing onto that first page. But you still maintain
what about my website?
So, you know, your website is up, it's active, it's hosted on somebody else's server. We would not be able to make changes to an existing website. For clients that either don't have a website, they've got an old or outdated website, or they just don't like their website, we do build websites in-house. And when we build a website in-house, we have access to it. We can make changes to it. You would have access to it, too. You would have a website editor tool as part of your client dashboard. You can add photos, discounts, you know, senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service. You know, we could build a brand new site even on that existing domain. You would have access to make changes. I would include it at no additional cost because I like your website. I look at websites all day. Yours is neither the best nor is it the worst. But as long as people can see it, as long as they can find it, they have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. That's what it's all about, getting that website in front of more eyes. But like I said, I would be able to offer a website, and we can show you examples of that maybe in your client interview. If you wanted to have us build you a brand new website, then we could do that. But as far as making changes to the existing website, that's not something that we're able to do.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys like code the back end and all of that as well? Do you have any like websites that, you know, I could like look at prior?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I have a plumbing example. Let me check and see real quick. All right, so I'm just going to send this out to you. It's not a clickable link. Not by text, it's not. You might have to copy and paste. But if you copy and paste that, that actually goes to one of our internal web pages. So this is going to be not just an example of a website, but a demo, and it's obviously it's a mock-up. It's a 555 area code. It's not an actual client's website. But if you're able to maybe copy and paste that into your search bar, it's going to be like a demo of how your website would appear, how it would render on various devices, you know, a computer monitor, a tablet, or a smartphone. Did you receive the text?
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. So we can include a website very similar to that at no additional cost, you know. So, I mean, like I said, I don't have any problems with your website. Is it the most modern, updated? Is it like what most consumers want?
No, but what I would like is like I like how you have like the drop down bar and it takes you to separate things,
different services, different pages, different tabs.
Yeah, so you know that the coding on that is probably pretty good, I would say.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we've been in this industry for more than 20 years. And really, you know, our websites have developed just as SEO has developed. When Google made the switch to kind of deprioritizing the website itself, and this was, gosh, it's been about 8 years or more, when more people started searching on smartphones than computers, and that never went backwards, it just keeps going the other way, more people searching on their smartphone instead of their computer, Google de-emphasize the importance of a website altogether, as long as it does two things. I mean, from a consumer standpoint, it has to do a lot more. But from a Google standpoint, it has to be mobile optimized, meaning that it does kind of stack on itself on a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. You can see that our website do that. And then it does have to be HTTPS. The S actually means secure. And, of course, that's important when there's a contact form and people can type in personal information. From a consumer standpoint, obviously, you have to grab someone's attention and keep it. You have to be kind of detailed in the services that you provide so they can navigate through your website and see if that you even offer the service that they're looking for. Our websites are both Google compliant and conversion driven.
Yeah, no, it looks really good, actually.
We would be able to include that website at no additional cost. That means the initial construction of the site, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the site is all included.
So, but here's the thing, right? What if at some point I'm like, I don't want to, you know, continue the relationship or something. Do I keep that website?
So, if we're using your domain, you already have the domain. We don't have to transfer the domain over to you. Otherwise, if we purchase the domain, then it's a $99 transfer fee. But if we're using your domain, it's already your domain. Now, obviously,
website
needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it. And our hosting fee is only $29 a month, and it does include updates. So if you decided to stop using all of our other services, we could continue to simply host your website for you at no additional cost. Well, I mean, it's at $29 a month, and then, of course, make any changes at no additional cost. Or, like I said, it would be your domain. It would probably revert back to the website that you have, though.
Right.
Yeah, so we don't transfer the website to you, but you can get your domain back, or we could host the website for as long as you want this to for $29.
Yeah. I mean, even $29 is not that bad. How about like the back end, like all the natural SEOs and all of that are tagged onto the website? How's that?
As a Google Premier partner for our former clients, when we offload them, we just kind of stop providing services. We don't take anything down. We don't mark you as closed. Obviously, we don't go in there and update and optimize things, but you're not going to lose all the content that we create. The website's still going to have the backlinks to all the different destinations and directories that we create for you. We just don't keep updating that information. So it's kind of like, well, let's say you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You will, of course, stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going. You're probably going to pick up speed for a little bit. But without us continuing to update and optimize things, your first page placement in that local map would slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately and doesn't happen quickly after that. It really takes about 3 or 4 months before you start to slowly trickle off the first page. Some keywords might be a little bit faster. But you don't lose the right. online presence that you have.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds really good. It sounds probably where I want to go.
You know, like I said, I would have to read the voice verification before you agreed to move forward anyway. If everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. We would even schedule your client interview for today so that we can get things started right away. Now, if you wanted us to build out that website for you, that takes us about 7 to 10 business days. So, you know, right in time for your Google Ads to be up and live, you'd have that new website as well. Now, like I said, we are going to talk to you in detail about how you want the website to look, and even once the website is active, changes are made on the fly. Your website does not ever come down. Even if we're making extensive changes, your website stays up as those changes are made, or if you wanted to make changes to your website, like I said, you'll have access to that website editor tool. So, I mean, I do have that voice verification pulled up. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question, and if everything does still make sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask one more thing.
Sure, sure.
Is it going to be an issue if I have someone else working on the same thing you're working on, as far as the Google local ads, all of that stuff?
So one of the things, and this is one of the questions that's in the voice verification, one of the things that we ask is that you're upfront and honest now and down the road with anything else that you're doing online. It's not like an exclusivity clause, because you can work with other providers. That's not an issue or a concern. Our only concern is that we want all of your information online to be accurate, current, and consistent. So we want everything to be kind of seamless in the same way, because although the search engine is a very intelligent AI and getting more and more intelligent every day, it still doesn't think the same way a person would. Like, you can see on our website, just the made-up name for the plumbing, Four Elements Plumbing LLC. So we would want the LLC, in this particular case, to be everywhere. We wouldn't want there to be any kind of optimization, any destination that says Four Elements Plumbing without the LLC. We wouldn't want there to be a different phone number or something like that. So as long as you share with us, and like I said, it's one of the questions that you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It's month to month. And like I said, we just want to make sure that everything out there is accurate. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We, of course, want to make sure that all of the information is accurate online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, we would want you to let us know.
Yeah. And so do you guys filter out, like, any, like, leads that are, you know, not what I'm looking for? Like, so I'm a company, so I've had these pitches. I have these pitches at least, I don't know, 10 times a week, right?
Okay.
And I am with a company right now who's doing, sorry about that. I am working with another company who's doing basically the same thing you guys are, minus the website. They're working on the local, like, they're gonna basically manage the local service ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their pitch is that they're gonna, prior to the call coming to me, the call will be like basically interviewed through them to see if it's like a sustainable lead. If it's not just someone trying to, you know, get an estimate over the phone or whatnot.
So,
you know what I mean?
Are you saying that they would answer your phone for you?
I don't know. I really don't know how that's done, mm-hmm. right? But somehow or another, it's going to probably go through whatever information, because they're an admin on my Google business profile, right?
Right.
So I'm sure that they see that stuff as well. But let's say that it's a faulty lead and I get charged for it. Basically, their thing is that they'll, like, go to bat for me.
Oh, yeah.
So that I'm not charged for that
lead. That is, you know, 100% what I mean? Accurate for the local service ads for Google Guarantee. And again, I kind of veered from that topic, because you said you've already started the process, you've already done the application and things like that. But that is exactly how Google Guarantee works, because the calls route through a Google number. And it's an AI. I mean, there's not someone answering the phone call and talking to your customers for you. It's an AI. You have to actually talk to that person, talk to them about services and pricing, or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. And
right.
then that's considered a valid lead. If it's not any or either of those things, it automatically is disqualified as an active valid lead. You would not be charged for that lead. So that's exactly how
okay.
Google Guarantee ads work.
Okay, okay, cool.
So now for we do something similar too. You'll have a tracking number and the calls route through that number and forward directly to your phone. It records the conversation so that if you forget something, you don't want to call the client back, you can just listen to the recording. It does also filter out spam calls. So like you said, you know, you're getting calls that aren't from potential customers. This will stop that.
Okay. Wait, say that again one more time.
So, you know, you're only wanting to get calls from active customers, from potential customers who are calling you for your services. So with a service like ours, those calls that are spam calls, robocalls, press one, all of that stuff, they can't get through. The phone won't even ring.
Yeah. Okay. So will you guys have an issue with working side by side with this other company?
We would not, because it's actually different services. It's for your Google Guarantee.
Okay. Well, yeah, like the green, they talked to me about like the blue or the green check mark, like
mm-hmm.
if it was Twitter
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I mean, like I said, I wasn't sure if you had started that process completely by yourself or if someone was managing that or looking to manage that for you. So that's exactly how that would work. And that is a completely different service. You know, some of our clients don't have that service. Some of our clients do that with somebody else. Some of our clients do that with us too, but there's no direct conflict because it is a completely separate service. The only thing that we want to make sure is that your business is listed the same way everywhere. So I would want to know exactly how you want your business to be branded. I mean, I'm assuming it's Pisces Plumbing because that's what I'm seeing on your website. PiscesPlumbing.com is the domain that you would want to keep. We can build a new website on there, and that's going to be important for you. I mean, especially when you're looking at investing
for
your business. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with your website, but it's like a landing page. It's a one-page website. It is one of the nicer landing pages that I've seen, right? There's a lot of information on there, but it's still a one-page website. So, of course, with us, multiple tabs, really as much as you want. If your services...
I think that, from what I understand, that's like how you generate the natural SEOs, is by having multiple pages where you have, like, you know, you're reiterating the same thing over and over to get
correct.
That.
That's exactly correct.
So,
and that's what I was mentioning before when we were talking about the Google pay-per-click ads, the site extension, meaning that specific keywords link to specific pages, specific ads that will run for your business. When they click on it, it goes to that specific page. So we'll have multiple pages, multiple tabs for your different services. So, I mean, let's say we're talking about water heater installation, right? That's the keyword. That's what's mentioned in the pay-per-click ad. And they click on it. We don't want it to go to your homepage. We want it to go to exactly what they're looking for. So, and then, of course, they can navigate to the rest of your website from there.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
And you provide a lot of different services. Each one of these services that are listed here, it's going to have its own page.
Yeah, I like that.
We could put testimonials on there, add additional content. Like I said, it's all included. There's no additional cost for that. So I see at the bottom, let me scroll down again. I already did copy and paste it, though. Christopher@PiscesPlumbing.com, that's a good email address for you, right?
Correct.
So we'll also have a contact form. That email address will be linked to the contact form, and it is an email address that people would be able to physically see on the website. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we do from time to time email things out to you. It's got your office number and your cell number. So we would be promoting the 5026 as the main business number, right?
Say it again.
The office number, the 909-333-5026, that's going to be the main business number?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, we do have your cell phone as well. That's going to be another number that can be listed on your website and probably, unless you tell me otherwise, the primary number that we'll use to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Do you have any preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone, text, email, any, all?
All. I mean, I do all, man.
That's good. That's good. There's always going to be a little bit of overlap, too. I mean, let's say, you know, we call you, we don't reach you, we would most likely leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then, oh, Tara never did get your last name.
Lara, L-A-R-A.
L-A-R-A, okay. And then I did see, Mr. Lara, a physical address on the Angie profile. But correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location you would want the public to know about, right?
Not at the moment.
So the 1452 North San Diego place in Ontario, is that your residence?
Yes, that is my residence.
Okay. So, you know, obviously Google doesn't want people driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would,
especially
since you're out in the field most days. So you'll be listed Ontario, not even your zip code, not that physical street address. And, of course, we'll be able to target anywhere in your service area. If your service area shifts, if it grows, if it changes, let us know. There's not going to be any additional cost for that. We just want to make sure that we're running the ads where you want them to run. Now, like I said, I do have the voice verification pulled up. It is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Lara, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Pisces Plumbing.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Christopher, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Lara. I am president, CEO, owner.
President, owner, man of many hats. You are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Lara, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Christopher, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. This is what I was talking about before. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also be creating online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Lara, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'll be applying here, with it being a month-to-month service, no contract with us building that website for you, too, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 10th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $449.00. That $449 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's never any taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we will be doing the Google pay-per-click ads for you at no additional cost, and we'll also build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website. That website is included, meaning, again, we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $449. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can, of course, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Christopher, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lara, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
So, I had a question. So you guys will also, so you have a, let me see, you guys have like a, your own portal basically, right?
Correct.
Where like I get a login and everything and I can
yes.
Check all of what
absolutely.
You're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys will like take control over the Bing, you said Bing, what, Siri, all that stuff?
Yes, yes. So that is the tracking system, the client dashboard that I was talking about. It's a dedicated website, my.localsplash.com. You'll have a username and a password, 24/7 access. The reports do update in very near real time, meaning throughout the day those reports update. So you can see exactly how much work you're getting, see where that work is coming from, see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases people are typing in, and of course you can see all the work that we're doing to keep you on that first page as well. You'll see the click-through and impression share for your Google pay-per-click ads as well.
Okay.
Are you going to be available today for your follow-up call, your client interview?
Hey, what state are you guys in?
Oh, we're in California. We're actually in Fountain Valley, Brookhurst in the 405. We own the building we operate out of.
No way.
Yeah, we're not far from you.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're not.
92708 is our zip code.
Yeah, okay. That's crazy.
Are you familiar with Orange County? Like, I mean, I know you're familiar with 405.
So I used to work out in Stanton and all that area. So I'm familiar with all that area. I mean, that sounds awesome.
So for your follow-up call, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 30, 40 minutes. It would get to you within a few minutes at the start of the hour, get you off the phone about 30, 40 minutes after that. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We could do 11 o'clock or this afternoon there is a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you to do that follow-up call today?
It's just a follow-up call. So, let's do it. Let's do 11 is fine.
11? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, and I will try to keep my phone line open just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have and then hand the call over to them. If I am already on a call, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. There's not enough time for our automated system to send out the reminder email. That goes out an hour prior. So we're, about 40
minutes away. So you had said it's from 11 to 12.
Right.
But it's only 30 minutes. Is that...
Well, we can push it back a little bit if 11 doesn't work out for you. But it's really designed to... kind of accommodate a space that would give room for any additional questions that you might have. I've seen, 30 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, up to maybe an hour. But there is the 1 hour window, but it doesn't always take that long. It shouldn't take that long. You already have a website.
Okay.
We can use information from that website. And like I said, it's really just information about your business. Some of it we use to create the content, both on the website and not on the website. Some of it we just have to have on file for everything to be Google compliant. Like when you started in business, how many employees, I think you said it was just really you, not any employees or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty straightforward process. Like I said, most of our clients conduct that call. They're not in front of a computer. It's just stuff off the top of their head.
Okay. Maybe we should push it back. I do have a 11:30 appointment. In La Habra. I'm actually on my way over there right now.
We would probably want to look towards the 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or even tomorrow, but today would be preferable.
No, today is fine. I think 2 o'clock will work just fine.
Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. In this case, you'll get a reminder email at 1 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite's really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
We could do Visa.
A Visa. Is it Christopher Lara on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
Yeah, the middle initial is J.
J, okay. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Christopher, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4246. one by four, 3705-6425.
And then the expiration month and year?
0230.
02 of 2030. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
576.
So I've got 576 on the back, February or 02 of 2030 for the expiration date. Mr. Lara, was the card itself 4246, 3154, 3705, 6425?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 1452 North San Diego